Welcome, everybody. In this session, we'll be discussing excerpts from the book, my book, Family Purity, A Guide to Marital Fulfillment. We'll be discussing excerpts from Chapter 2, which is the name of the chapter is Nida. We'll be discussing two subjects. Number one, we'll be discussing the source of Nida bleeding. And number two, we'll be discussing some of the conditions, the age. And let's get right into it. The entire world of Nida is based on the verse from Vayikra, the book of Leviticus, chapter... Let me just take a look here. One second. Chapter 20, verse 18. A man that lies with a woman who had her menstrual flow, as she had revealed the source of her blood. And those are the key words. The state of Nida, as we'll be discussing now, is always dependent on the origin of the bleeding. And the verse says, she had revealed the source of her blood. The verse is discussing menstruation. And the question arises, why does it have to reiterate that we're discussing the source of her bleeding? We're already discussing menstruation. So there's obviously something which is trying to be expressed here. And the detail that we're learning, or the Chachamim learned, was that the source of her blood is referring to the womb. We'll get into that right now. A woman becomes a menstruant, and that's called Nida in Hebrew. So we'll be using the Hebrew term Nida. When blood leaves the womb specifically, that's based on the verse above, as she revealed the source of her blood. The source refers to the womb, where the infant is formed, and it's from there that menstrual Nida blood is discharged. A woman enters this Nida state whenever blood leaves the womb, regardless of the source, of the cause, whether for natural reasons. For example, natural reasons can include menstruation, it can include spotting, giving birth is considered a natural reason. It could be emotional excitement, it could be physical exertion. Other reasons could be medication, some sort of hormonal treatment. Anything which is causing blood to leave the womb will cause the Nida state. It could also be something which is external. For example, an internal examination, for example, a gynecological examination, which penetrates into that part of the body, that too would cause the Nida state. The amount of blood that has to be discharged to cause the Nida state, there is no minimum amount. Even a small amount, the size of a drop, whether it's moist or whether it's actually dry in the unusual situation, but theoretically, even if it was dry, that would cause the Nida state. Even if there was absolutely no menstrual sensation, which normally accompanies menstruation, blood leaving the womb causes the Nida state. Different types of menstrual sensation which are discussed in Poskim. We'll get into that in a future session. When does this Nida state apply? There's actually no minimum age. The state of Nida, as well as the spiritual excision, kares, for having relations at this time, is applicable even before marriage. Even if there wasn't full penetration, and there was no emission of semen. The other prohibitions associated with Nida, the state of Nida, including kissing, hugging, affectionate contact, These all apply to women, between men and women, before the women are married, unless they even if, and the reason is very clear, because they've never left the nidah state by immersing in a mikvah. There's no minimum age for the nidah state to begin. A woman or a young woman or a teenager who has begun menstruating, or for one of the reasons listed above, blood was discharged from the womb, would nonetheless become enter the nidah state. Okay, so to sum up what we've done in this first session, the source of the nidah state is based in the book of Leviticus, chapter 20, verse 18, a man that lies with a woman who had her menstrual flow, as she revealed the source of her blood. The source of her blood refers to the womb, where the infant is formed, and it's from here specifically that menstrual bleeding comes. It doesn't matter what the reason for the bleeding was, whether it was natural, like menstruation, spotting, emotional excitement, medication, or a gynecological examination which penetrated into that part of the body. Regardless, the nidah state would ensue. The amount is not of significance. Even a small amount, a drop, whether it was moist or dry, whether there was a sensation of menstrual sensation or not, all of these situations would render the wife in a nidah state. The nidah state applies to women even before marriage, because they've never immersed in a mikvah, and there's no minimal age. In the next session, we'll be discussing some gynecological issues that are very prevalent today, conditions and situations and procedures which are very common, and people would like to know what the status is following these situations or these circumstances or these procedures. And we'll be posting the text of this discussion that we just had right now on the website, so you can actually download it and read it and disseminate it. And until the next time, take care.